Good morning. I'm Khaki Walton. Checking on the arts is made possible by contributing listeners and the Orpheum Theater. Germantown Community Theater is excited to present an addition to its 53rd season, an encore presentation of Quark Theater's North American premiere of Through the Looking Screen. It's a funny and poignant musical tale of attraction, love, and despair in the internet age. It opens Friday, January the 31st and runs through February the 9th. Performances are Friday and Saturday at 7:30 with a Sunday matinee at 2:30. They have a very special deal. Too. Tickets for opening night are only $15. Now that's for opening night only. Use the promo code MATCH in all caps at checkout or over the phone to get that special deal. Otherwise, tickets are $26 for adults, $21 for seniors ages 60 and older, and $16 for students, teachers, and military. And as always, Germantown Community Theater presents a sensory-friendly performance with sign language interpreter, and that's Sunday, February the 2nd. Now, this show is recommended for ages 16 and over for some suggestive language. Joining me this morning to talk more about the show, the dynamic duo who were the original team that gave Quark Theater a sold-out run last year, director and pianist Eileen Kuo, and the actress performing the role of Annabelle, Jacqueline Cooper. Welcome, you guys.
Hi, it's so good to see you.
So, what's it like coming together again to tell this story?
Honestly, it's kind of like hanging out with a friend that you haven't seen in a long time. So, I mean, we instantly got into the music and started like coming up with more jokes, and it still cracks us up to this day.
So that was Jacqueline, everybody. For listeners who didn't see the original Quark production, one of you guys give us a description of the plot.
So, Eileen, do you want to go or doesn't matter?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Yeah, so the story basically is sort of a one-woman monologue in a way, or an evening with a woman who is experiencing the internet and kind of exploring, on the one hand, online dating, but also just exploring making connections and learning about people through the growth and development and boom of the internet and social media and just being super connected in so many new ways. So you're kind of getting a peek at one woman's evening by herself. She was planning to go on a date, and then we get to just kind of see what happens.
Okay. So for listeners who didn't see the Quark production, you guys and the crew have done some new things in this production. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit. But first, Jackie, revisiting this role, I know a lot of actors would really relish this opportunity to go back and maybe tweak some things that you thought about later. Like, I wish I would have done that. Did you experience that?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, an artist is never really done with their work, right? So it's you never get second chances, right? So it's really wonderful to get the opportunity to perform this again and also bring a new life to the story that's very fresh and exciting, and especially for the new crowd at Germantown Community Theater.
So talk about Annabelle, your character. How did you tell us about her and how you approached playing her originally, and maybe how you've tweaked your performance?
Well, I've looked at, so Annabelle is this very shy girl. Like, she's very charming. She's very sweet. Everybody just adores her because of the online persona that she has created, basically. She's not like a bad person in the fact that she's so consumed in social media. It's just she's the product of what has become social media now. So it follows a lot of the cringy moments of, you know, oh, let's cyber stalk somebody real quick. Oh, like, I wonder what they like. And kind of leaning more into that and the comedic aspect of this silly situation that we're all in.
So she's really crafted this other persona on TikTok or Instagram or Facebook or something.
I mean, I think she's genuinely herself. There's a lot of things about herself that she is very genuine about. The more that she's curating is the fact that she's very much putting herself on there, where she's learning things about certain people. And so she's like, oh, well, I want them to notice that I like those things too. So she adds that to her profile, or, oh, I noticed this person went to this place for dinner. Oh, how neat. Maybe I should post about it too. That way someone would notice me. It's just the feeling of being seen and heard, in the world, essentially, but instead of in person, it's more as a online persona. So I guess kind of it's her, but an avatar, I guess.
Yeah,
Okay.
an embellish maybe her an embellishment of her or something like that.
Yes, 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 yes. The best parts we want to put of ourselves out there, right?
So, to what degree did you identify with her?
I laugh only because I remember back in the world of MySpace when that first started, and that was the big exciting social media tool that we started to use about having our top eight friends. And I remember being a young teenager and thinking, oh, why am I not on someone's top eight? Maybe I should change some things. So it's fun to revisit those moments and give it just a cute, charming time with it, yeah.
I mean, Annabelle's a character we can all empathize with too, don't you think?
Oh, I agree. Like it's really heartbreaking too, because she's, for instance, she's in love with a coworker in the story. So, by the whole time, she's just wanting to be loved, right? She wants to be accepted. She wants to be seen. She wants to be heard. I mean, and she's just really relatable and very charming and cute, and it's just really wonderful to be able to revisit her again.
Well, so Eileen, how did you guide Jackie through this process?
This has been such a treat to work with her again. Working with her the first time was just an absolute dream. It was, I would say, very collaborative. We dissected the text together, we looked through the music together. We're both music nerds in that we love to just look at a melody line or see how the piano and voice harmonize with each other or interplay with each other. We exchange melodies a lot. So, working through developing Annabelle as a character using the music has been really neat because we've taken a lot of, intention and meaning from how the music is written and kind of using that to inform who Annabelle is as a character, and also looking at all the different ways that Annabelle is so relatable. What's been really cool is that Annabelle is so fun and unique, and Jackie has brought so much of her unique personality to Annabelle, and it just shines in such a fun and funny and magical way. But in also so many ways, Annabelle is all of us, and so it's been neat to kind of delve through the text and find the ways that Annabelle is sort of all of us.
Well, we said music. I think we may need to remind people this is a one-woman operetta. So we're dealing with music too. And I mean, it's one thing to do a monologue, that's hard enough. But to sing a role from start to finish, you're the only person on stage, no safety net or anything. I mean, that's such a scary thing to me.
It's scary, but honestly, the story is so fast and easy to follow that even the musical motifs kind of give a hint on what is happening in the story. So that has been super helpful. I don't know, it doesn't feel as intimidating, I guess, as a full monologue. If I was presented an hour long monologue, I probably would have cried, but the operetta, it's a lot easier, and I think it's because of the fact that Eileen and I are musicians, and we work really hard on giving not just life to the story, but also to the music itself.
Well, so Eileen, let's talk about the music. I mean, what do you think? Difficulty on a scale of 1 to 10?
I would give it a
Considering.
solid 11. Truly.
Considering, yeah, there's no recordings much of it out there. Like there's no like basis to go off of to learn it. So we were literally plunking notes, figuring it out and learning it together.
Oh my gosh.
Which actually has been kind of nice because a lot of the time we get a little bit too married to the versions that are already popular and already readily available. So getting to develop it ourselves and come up with how we think it should sound has been really neat. And a great challenge that we've both relished. And it's technically difficult music. I mean, she and I have both spent a lot of time woodshedding really hard passages, trying to master really difficult technical elements. So I think one thing that's really cool about this production is that you get to see two people doing things that truly not a lot of people here can do. I mean, I'm tooting our own horns, and I'm not ashamed of that, but the things that Jackie does in this show are astounding, just absolutely incredible. And it's just a treat. It's amazing to watch.
Well, don't you love being on stage together? Because Eileen, you're on stage playing the piano, right?
I sure am.
Yeah.
Yes.
That has to make you so Jackie, you probably she's there and she's your person. And that's got
She's
to give you a
my
lot of
safety net.
comfort.
Yes, she's my security blanket for sure. Knowing that I'm not completely on an island. It's and we do a lot of fun things throughout the show that incorporate her in it. 'Cause I mean, who wants to go see something and it's like, okay, well, there's the pianist. Well, the singer is in a completely different world. We've kind of incorporated both of them into there. And so it creates this cute little universe for us.
So I mentioned, excuse me, oh, you would say something, Eileen?
Oh, I'm so sorry. That actually is written into the show for the pianist to be acknowledged as a performer and as a person, which I think is really neat because, like Jackie was saying, a lot of the time musicals are written where you just kind of don't acknowledge that there's a band tucked away somewhere playing the music. But it's the dialogue between Jackie and I in the show are actually written in, and I appreciate that it's written to acknowledge that there's a musician there, and acknowledging that the music itself is a feature.
Yeah. Well, that's
Absolutely.
interesting. That's really cool. Excuse me. Well, talk about I mentioned this earlier that you're in a new space. So you're going from this Quark space in Theater South to the Germantown Community Theater space. So you've got the opportunity to maybe do some new things since you're in a new place.
Yeah, absolutely. And that has been really fun to develop. And you're absolutely right. It's such a different space. And so we've had some really cool opportunities to come up with some new ideas. It's definitely going to look like kind of a different show in that we've gotten to play with some fun new ideas for the set. We're going to do a few different things with the visual projections. So the first time around, we were at Theater South, which is in the basement of the First Congregational Church, and that space typically is more of a where you're a little bit more used to seeing a very minimal set, and that works really well in that space. That space is amazing for doing a show with a couch and a couple actors, or a table and an actor, or a couple chairs. And at GCT, now we get to really make it visually flourish. And so we're relishing this opportunity. We're throwing a lot at it, and we're bringing out all the big guns. It's going to be visually really cool.
Well, you design these projections too. And I'm like, what in the world could you possibly have done? Like, what kind of, can you give us hints about some of the things you did?
Sure, yeah. So, a big part of the projections is that we get to see Annabelle's experience with the internet and social media. So, we get to kind of look over her shoulder in a way and watch her cyberstalk a coworker or tweet some things or look through somebody's profile. So that's a big part of the projections. And then part of it too is we get to visually kind of imagine what she's thinking, kind of live through her experience of being hyper connected or memories that she's having with somebody. So that's a big part of it as well.
So, thoughts about people like Annabelle or people navigating life in the digital age. I mean, bless her heart. I'm just do you think she just needs to pull away and just shut everything off and just concentrate on other things and not being so connected?
I am a firm believer that everyone should take a moment every day and touch grass. Go outside, breathe some fresh air. Don't look at a screen for that long, because it's very easy, so easy to get so consumed into something, especially when the dopamine response is constantly getting triggered throughout your experience on there. So yes, I would say go outside.
I mean, I pulled away from it. I mean, I was doing all the Facebook and stuff like that. And finally I went, you know, I'm going to back away from this stuff for a little bit. I mean, have you guys gone through that too?
Honestly, recently I have. I've kind of slowly been just an observer online rather than being active, which is a good and a bad thing. I'm trying to promote the show too, but you know, but it's, yeah, I have to say, yeah, I've been kind of pulling back a little bit. Like it's a double-edged sword, right? It's equally good, equally bad for a lot of reasons.
You miss stuff. Like if you're not on Facebook every day, you might not know that some big thing has happened or someone has lost someone or something like that. Just general news about your friends.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I have to say that when I was back in the dating game and doing all that stuff, boy, am I glad I didn't have to deal with this stuff. I feel very fortunate. What do you think the author's saying? I mean, ultimately.
You don't really know the person you're talking to sometimes. You just because you might be honest and open and very into what you're putting out there on the internet and who you are, and that's wonderful, be yourself. But also, you're also putting your best self out there, which means other people are trying to show that as well.
Wow. You never know who's behind that screen, do you?
You really never know.
You never know for sure.
Catfishing is horrible.
Well, I hope everybody comes out to see this. But now, if you saw the court production, this is in a different space. This is going to be a different production. Come see it. A Germantown Community Theater. This is in addition to its 53rd season. So they're excited to present this encore presentation of Quark's premiere of Through the Looking Screen. Again, that opens Friday, January the 31st and runs through February the 9th. You can get $15 tickets for opening night only. Use the promo code MATCH in all caps at checkout to get that. Otherwise, tickets $26 for adults, $21 for seniors 60 and over, and $16 for students, teachers, and military. And don't forget that the sensory-friendly performance with ASL Interpreter is Sunday, February the 2nd. To get those tickets, call the Germantown Community Theater box office at 453-7447 or go to their website with my favorite website name, gctcomeplay.org. They're a great duo, and they're coming together again to bring us Through the Looking Screen. Eileen Kuo directing the show. She's the pianist on stage with Jacqueline Cooper, who's playing the role of Annabelle. It's been so great to see you guys again. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Well, thank you so much for having us. This has been a pleasure.
Yes, thank you, Khaki.